Today we celebrate the wonderful feast day of Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, who was born in New York, in Auriesville, in the year 1656, just 10 years after the brutal martyrdoms of St. Isaac Jogues and companions, the wonderful Jesuit priests who brought the faith to Canada and to New York. And it's true that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. And their blood drenched the ground of New York, and from that same territory, 10 years later, sprang the beautiful Lily of the Mohawks, as she was called, little Kateri. Her last name, Tekakwitha, is an Indian word that means putting things in order, and she certainly put her spiritual life in order. Her mother was an Algonquin who was a baptized Christian. Her mother had converted to Christianity when she was in Quebec. But during an Iroquois raid, she was carried off by Mohawk, by the Iroquois, carried off to New York, and there she was forced to marry a pagan Mohawk chief. They had two children. When Kateri was only 4 years old, both her parents died of smallpox. Her young brother died of smallpox. She was left alone. Her face was badly disfigured with scars because of the smallpox. She lost half her sight. And because she had no other close family member, she was raised by an uncle. And there she met the Jesuits. The Jesuits would often stay with her uncle. And there she began to learn more about the Catholic faith. Her uncle wanted her to marry a Mohawk brave, but she refused because she felt that God was calling her to something else. She took instructions in the Catholic faith, and she was baptized on Easter Sunday in the year 1676. And she took the name Kateri after St. Catherine, who became her patron saint. Immediately after she converted, there was great opposition to her conversion. She would not work on Sundays, and because of that, she was made fun of by the other Indians. They gave her no food that day. The other children would throw stones at her. They teased her, made fun of her for praying the rosary. And because of the persecution that she was going through, the Jesuit friend of hers told her that she should leave that area and travel to a Christian village. And so she walked 200 miles to Canada, just outside of Montreal, where there was a Christian village. And there she spent the remainder of her life. When the priest sent her, he gave her a letter to give to the Jesuit in Canada. And the letter just said, "I send you this treasure, guard her well." She spent 3 years there. She was under the spiritual direction of a very holy Jesuit. There she made her first Holy Communion, began to attend daily Mass, made visits each day to the Blessed Sacrament, prayed the rosary each day, visited the sick, and taught children the catechism, and lived a life of prayer, penance, and charity. She got up every morning and was in church at 4 o'clock each morning. The year before she died, in the year 1679, she took a vow of virginity, which was something really unheard of among young Indian women at the time. She died at the young age of 24, the same age as St. Teresa Little Flower was when she died. And as I mentioned, she died just on the outskirts of Montreal. And when she died, her face was cured of the scars, and she became beautiful and radiant. The Pope John Paul II beatified her 300 years after her death in the year 1980. And she's the first Native American Indian to be beatified. I'd recommend, if you ever have a chance, to go to Auriesville, New York, and go to the Shrine of the North American Martyrs and the Shrine of Blessed Kateri. I think what we can learn from her conversion is the fact that the Jesuits paid the price by their own blood for the great conversions that would take place in New York and Canada. We see in her life someone of great courage and perseverance, and even in the midst of persecution, she never gave up. She lived a very lonely life. She was one of the few converts at that time. And yet, she drew closer to Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament and in Holy Communion. So we should pray for her canonization. She's still just beatified, and hopefully, God willing, within the next few years, maybe the Holy Father will make her a canonized saint. God bless you.